Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section provides an introduction to the scoring of questions 31 through 38 found in Grade 7, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. First, please turn to page 1 of the Grade 7 Scoring Guide. On this page and the next, you will find the 2-point and 3-point holistic rubrics. As you know, in the process of holistic scoring, we read the entire student response and, along with our knowledge of mathematics, we use the rubrics and the guide papers to assign a single score to each question. Okay, I invite you to grab a highlighter now and highlight some of the more important details of the rubrics as I read through them. First, let's review the 2-point holistic rubric found on page 1. A score point to response is complete and correct and demonstrates a thorough understanding of the mathematical concepts and/or procedures embodied in the task. The student has used a mathematically sound procedure to complete the task, and the response contains clear and complete explanations and adequate work when required. A score point 1 response is only partially correct. This response indicates that the student has demonstrated only a partial understanding of the mathematical concepts and/or procedures. While the response may address some elements of the task correctly, it may be incomplete and contain some procedural or conceptual flaws. For example, a 1-point response may contain an incorrect solution, but apply a mathematically appropriate process. Or it may contain a correct numerical answer, but the required work for the task is missing. A 0-point response is incorrect, irrelevant, incoherent, or contains a correct response arrived at using an obviously incorrect procedure. While some parts may contain correct mathematical procedures, holistically they are not sufficient to demonstrate even a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts. If you turn to the next page, you will find the 3-point holistic rubric. A score point 3 response is complete and correct, and demonstrates a thorough understanding of the mathematical concepts and/or procedures embodied in the task. The response indicates that the student has completed the task correctly using mathematical procedures and contains clear, complete explanations and/or adequate work when required. A score point 2 response is partially correct. It demonstrates partial understanding of the mathematical concepts and/or procedures, addresses most aspects of the task, and may contain an incorrect solution, but provides complete procedures, reasoning, and/or explanations. A 2-point response may show some misunderstanding of the underlying mathematical concepts and procedures. A score point 1 response is incomplete and exhibits many flaws, but is not completely incorrect. It demonstrates only a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts and/or procedures embodied in the task, and although it may address some elements of the task correctly, it may reach an inadequate solution. In addition, a 1-point response may exhibit multiple flaws related to a misunderstanding of important aspects of the task, a misuse of mathematical procedures, or faulty mathematical reasoning. A response at this level lacks an essential understanding and may contain a correct numerical answer, but not provide the required work. Finally, a score point 0 response is incorrect, irrelevant, incoherent, or contains a correct response arrived at using an obviously incorrect procedure. While some parts may contain correct mathematical procedures, holistically they are not sufficient to demonstrate even a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts. On the next page, you will see the mathematics scoring policies. These are general guidelines that will help you correctly assign score points to student papers in the practice sessions and in live scoring. We will reference these scoring policies throughout this audio presentation as we go over the guide papers and practice sets. Now, take a moment to read through the scoring policies and then resume the audio file. When you return, I will discuss the policies you will come across most often when scoring student responses. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review a few of the policies you will come across most often during live scoring. Let's start with scoring policy number one, which states that if the question does not specifically direct students to show their work, teachers may not score any work that the student shows. Moving on to scoring policy number four, this states that if a student shows appropriate work and arrives at the correct answer, but writes an incorrect answer in the answer blank, the response may not receive full credit. Now, let's take a look at scoring policy numbers 8, 9, and 10. Scoring policy number 8 states that if the same conceptual error is repeated within a response, the student should not be penalized more than once. Next, scoring policy number 9 states that if a question provides answer lines for students to explain their work, but the work is shown elsewhere on the page, this work may be scored only if the student explicitly indicates the work is part of the answer. And scoring policy number 10 states that a response containing a conceptual error may not receive more than 50% of the maximum score. The last scoring policy we will discuss is number 14, which deals with work shown in a response. This scoring policy states that for work shown to be considered complete, the final bridging step of the work needs to be shown. Note that there are four exceptions to this rule: a simple subtraction procedure that results in an answer of 10 or less, a simple addition procedure in which the value of 10 or less is added to an existing value, the procedure for finding the absolute value for a number, and the procedure for converting a decimal value to a percent. There is one more page I would like to review before we move on to the guide papers, and that is the content-specific scoring clarifications for mathematics. These clarifications will be referenced throughout the training. Take a moment to read through these clarifications and then resume the audio file. When you return, I will discuss some of the key content-specific scoring clarifications. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's take a look at a few of the content-specific scoring clarifications together. First, we have scoring clarification number one, which states that all necessary signs of operation should be present for work to be considered mathematically complete and correct. However, if signs of operation are missing in the work shown, but it is absolutely clear and apparent which operation is being used, and if all other work required is correct, the student should receive full credit. Let's go over content-specific scoring clarification number 8. This states that in estimation questions, the estimation must be performed at the beginning of the process. Performing exact calculations and then rounding the result of the calculation is not acceptable. Finally, scoring clarification number 9, the trial and error policy, applies to grades 7 and 8 only. It is particularly relevant to algebra questions, which require a graphical procedure or in which a variable is to be found. In order for a response to receive full credit, evidence of 3 trials must be present. A correct answer, accompanied by an incomplete trial and error procedure, can receive only partial credit. Please note the link at the bottom of the clarifications page. This link takes you to the New York State Education Department's website, where you can find additional clarification for scoring mathematics. Okay, we have reached the end of the introduction to the Grade 7 scoring. At this point, please find the audio file for the question that you will be scoring to hear specific information about that question and how it should be scored. Thank you for listening to this audio file presentation.